Tim Sparks is going to just knock your socks off here. You're from Detroit Lakes, is that where you're living now?
I'm from Frazee, Minnesota.
You're from where?
Frazee.
Where is that?
Well, I like to tell people it's about halfway between Fargo and Lake Wobegon.
Yeah. So you're far Wobegon is what you're saying. You're beyond Wobegon, whatever is beyond that.
It's a little bit. It's about 45 minutes down the road going east from Fargo.
Yeah, but you're from Winston-Salem, aren't you? How did you end up there?
How does anybody from the south wind up in the frozen wilderness? They fall in love.
If you could answer that, we'd find out the answer to that question. But just were you on the road traveling and you came through?
I was, and I met my future wife, and that's what brought me here.
Yeah.
I've been here ever since, and I've been very happy.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And born in Winston-Salem, you country, traditional country blues. Is it in church or something that you learned to play and all that? Or?
Yeah, my grandma was a musician, played piano in churches in the Blue Ridge Mountains. And,
no kidding. How cool is that?
So that was my big inspiration when I was a
kid. Yeah, and how did you learn how to do the picking thing?
Well, I had some uncles who played a little bit of guitar, and she did too, and I was mostly self-taught. And then
really? There's a gene for it, I guess. Because I tried to be self-taught, and I never learned anything. Because I'm a lousy teacher, you know? If you're going to be self-taught, be a good teacher, you know? Fantastic influences on you and your playing. Jelly Roll Morton, I know, is one that was mentioned. But
yeah, I like jazz and blues and country music, and Doc Watson was a big inspiration to me when I was a kid.
Yeah, fantastic. What do you got for us here?
Well, I play kind of a style of music called fingerstyle guitar, where you play the melody and the bass line and the chords all at the same time like a juggler. So
yeah.
I'd like to play a piece for y'all that's a very famous example of this style of music. It's a piece by William Brown called the Mississippi Blues.
Sounds great.
Thank you.
self-teacher. You can glue that right back on, I think.
Yeah.
Pretty much, did you bring the glue with you?
Well, we were joking backstage that I got my fingernails at Walmart, and when I blew off my finger right there at the end of the finale.
Go through a lot of them, I guess. And you buy them, but gross, probably. Gross at a time. And you're doing Tchaikovsky now? You're doing Nutcracker? What is that?
Well, I have a new CD coming out now called The Nutcracker Suite, and it's a solo guitar arrangement of a piece by Tchaikovsky that's well known. And
has he ever been finger picked before, Tchaikovsky?
Oh, maybe
picked. He hasn't mentioned it. I read the bio. I didn't.
This is
what gave you that idea to do that? It's kind of unusual.
Well, finger picking pieces, you just hear things and they'll just strike you as, you know, that probably was playing on guitar pretty good. And so you try it out and there you have it.
Oh, you're different, I'll tell you that. You know? We always said that about you. You want to do another one for us?
Sure, I'd love to. This is
Eddie Tchaikovsky here?
This is from the Nutcracker Suite, and it's the dance.
You're kidding, you're going to do it.
Sure.
I thought you were just kidding about that.
You actually going to do it? Michael.
Fantastic.
This is called Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy.
Right. Tim Sparks.
Thanks a lot, man.
Django Reinhardt meets Tchaikovsky in that one. Beautiful. That was fabulous. Tim Sparks, and I know he has a CD and coming out here. And I don't know what it is, but check him out online. I'm sure you'll find out what the latest one is. Tim Sparks. Wonderful stuff.